Back in the day, when I was a young bad lad, running wild in the streets, I used to weigh 15 and a half stone. Me, I weighed 15 and a half stone. Now I'm washed and old. And I got ice in me nose. This is it, bruv. Episode number 75 of the Might As Well Audio Experience.
I mean, might as well.
It finally happened, bruv. It finally fucking happened. LeBron has finally left Cleveland. LeBron is officially no longer a fucking Cavalier. LeBron is now in the fucking West. LeBron is now a Lakers player. LeBron is now in cahoots with the magician himself. You can live through anything if magic made it. Okay, bro, you can live through anything if magic made it. Broski. You think you got problems, bro? You think you got problems? You think you're struggling? Guess what? You can live through anything if magic made it. Facts. LeBron is now in cahoots with Magic fucking Johnson. Broski, Maverick Carter is probably sitting on a fucking yacht right now. Okay? He's probably sitting on a fucking yacht in LA smoking a cigar. Vibing hard. Celebrating the fact that LeBron is now in the fucking purple and gold. Broski, you can live through anything if magic made it. Get my fucking jersey. I'm now a Lakers fan.
It's not that I can't stop. It's that I won't stop. I make it hot. I do it.
Broski, LeBron is now in the fucking West. Kiss the fucking ring, bruv. The king is now in the West. Kiss the fucking ring. Broski. KD. Look. I like the fucking KD 11s. The fucking KD 11s look beautiful. Am I gonna cop a pair? Maybe. Okay? And when I cop a pair, bro, I want the fucking Lakers colorway. I want that shit in purple and gold. Cause LeBron is now in the land of milk and fucking honey, bruv. Fact. Oh, he's now in the land of purple rain and fucking golden showers. He's in LA. Oh, you guys thought that purple rain belongs in fucking Minnesota? No, bruv. Purple rain belongs out west with LeBron. LA, what's up? Broski, I'm now officially a Lakers fan. Facts. I'm now officially a fucking Lakers fan, bruv. Everybody's out there like, oh, is LeBron gonna hang out more with Nipsey Hussle? Is LeBron gonna hang out with the game? Is LeBron gonna be blue or red? Hey, yo, leave the king alone. He's fucking neutral. Okay? The king is fucking neutral. But to fucking celebrate this, bruv, the king is sitting back on some.
The king is here.
Broski, the king is never gonna stop. The king is sitting back looking at his fucking kingdom like, I'm here to fucking rule, bruv. I'm here to fucking rule. Legit, bruv. Broski, the Oracle Arena is just a fucking stone throw away from the Staples Center. Okay? Where fucking Steph Curry is out there cooking, right? Where Steph Curry cooks? Where Steph Curry is out there carrying bags and bags of fucking recipes, bruv? Bro, it's a fucking stone throw away from the Staples Center. Okay? LeBron is out there chilling like, I see them. Okay? We are gonna snatch that fucking crown from them. You know why? Bro, because that's what kings do, bro. That's what kings do. Look, LeBron already has a fucking crown. Okay? He already has a fucking crown. But he wants that fucking Golden State Warrior crown as well. You feel me? He wants to fucking turn his crown into a fucking double crown. Okay? He wants to turn his fucking crown into the Shent crown. Do your fucking Googles. Okay? Do your fucking Googles, bruv. Study the fucking Egyptians. Okay? Study Egyptians, bruv. You know what I mean. Study Egypt. Study the history of Egypt. And you'll know what I mean. LeBron wants to fucking turn his crown into the Shent crown. Fact. And oh boy, when all else fails, he's gonna pull out the fucking Adef. Legit, bruv. Do your fucking Googles, bro. Do your fucking Googles. If you don't know what the Shent is, if you don't know what the fucking Hajet is, if you don't know what the fucking Deshret is, if you don't know what the fucking Adef is, do your fucking Googles, bro. Look, you can live through anything. Anything. If magic made it. The king is here, bro. Legit.
It's not that I can't stop. It's that I won't stop. I make it hot. I do it.
Will the king stop? Fuck no. The king will never stop, bro. Everybody's like, oh, he's never gonna be in the finals ever again. Broski. Broski. What? Your fucking mouth, bro. You were saying the king will never be in the finals again because he's now playing in the Western Conference, bruv? Broski, don't you ever play yourself, bruv. Nah.
Hey, yo, my G, you played yourself, bro. You played yourself.
Don't play yourself, bruv. Don't play yourself. Because Kawhi Leonard is on the fucking way. Okay? Bro, Broski, if the Lakers manage to scoop up Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs, the West is in trouble. Legit. Dude, LeBron James and Kawhi on the same team, that spells trouble. Okay? That spells trouble. I hope you motherfuckers are ready, bruh. I hope the Warriors are ready. I hope they're fucking ready. Because, Broski, you can live through anything. Dude, and when I say anything, bro, I mean absolutely anything. If magic made it.
It's not that I can't stop, it's that I won't stop. I make it hot, I do it.
Facts. Broski. Yo. I hope fucking AJ Johnson is celebrating right now. Legit. Okay? I hope my dude, AJ Johnson, is out there fucking catwalking. Okay? I hope he's out there fucking catwalking down those LA streets. Flipping the bird. Legit. Flipping the bird to the fucking world like, oh, motherfuck the free world. We got LBJ, bitch. We got LBJ, bitches. That's fucking AJ Johnson right now. You can't fuck with my dad. We got LBJ. The king. Kneel down, you peasants, and kiss the ring. Kneel down. Facts, bruv. Legit. Broski, this is beautiful. This is incredible. Everybody said, oh, LeBron is scared of going to the West. Oh, LeBron dominates the East, but he's scared of going to the West because the West is harder. Blah, blah, blah. Guess what, bruh? Guess what? The king heard y'all. The king sat back and he was like, oh, they saying I'm scared of going to the West? Oh, they said I can't dominate the West like I dominate the East, bro? Oh, let me go to the Lakers and prove a point.
Ah, shit.
You guys got the king mad.
It's not that I can't stop. It's that I won't stop. I make it hot. I do it.
Bro, the king will never stop. Okay? The king is gonna fucking dominate the West just as he dominated the East. Mark my fucking words. Mark my fucking words, bruv. Hey, yo, broski. I gotta get my fucking Lakers jersey on right now. Okay? I gotta get my fucking Lakers fit ready, bruv. Purple and fucking gold. Legit, bruv. Broski. I'll be walking down the streets with a purple armband on. What you gonna do? What you gonna do, bro? I'll be out there dripping, bro. What you gonna do? My swag drip. What you gonna do, bruv? When I pull up, okay? When I pull up with a fucking purple armband. What you gonna do? Swear. Okay? What you gonna do when I pull up wearing my fucking Lakers jersey? What you gonna do? I'm not gonna do anything, bro. Swear. Okay? Swear. Broski, 50,000 on my head. That's disrespect. Okay? So, please, don't disrespect my swag. Legit, broski, 100,000 on my swag? Huh? Disrespect. Don't disrespect my swag. Hey, yo, broski, 500,000 on my drippity drip? Huh? Disrespect. Don't disrespect my swag. Legit, bro. I'll be out there dripping swag goo. Okay? I'll be out there fucking dripping swag goo. All facts, bruv. I'm so fucking happy for LeBron. Legit. And yo, we all know why LeBron went to the fucking West, right? Right? It's family first. Okay? Family fucking first. His son, his eldest son, Bronny the God, that kid is balling way out of control. Okay? That kid is a superstar right now. He's like, what, 14? And he's already a fucking god. Bronny is a fucking god. Broski, check out his fucking highlights, bro. Check out his fucking highlights. Go to YouTube, broski. Do your fucking Googles. Bronny is already a superstar. And Bronny wants to play in LA. He wants to play in LA. Broski, Bronny wants the fucking California sunshine. In the fucking summertime. Bronny wants the summertime all the time. He wants to fucking ball way out of control. Legit, bruv. So LeBron was like, oh, my kid wants to go to LA? And LA is a major market. LA has Magic Johnson and Broski. We all know what happens when Magic is around, bruv. Okay? We all know what happens when Magic is around, broski. Broski, when Magic is around, bro, you can live through anything. Absolutely anything. right? You can walk through a fucking volcano. You can walk on molten lava. Legit. You can fight a fucking shark. You can outrun a fucking bear. Broski, you can live through anything. You can get shot 16 times on your head. And Broski, you are gonna make it. Cause Broski, you can live through anything if magic made it. Get my jersey.
It's not that I can't stop. It's that I won't stop. I'll make it hot. I do it.
Broski, LeBron is now a Laker. Okay? He's linking up with Magic Johnson. Lonzo Ball. Broski, say whatever you want to say about Lonzo. That kid is going to be a star. That kid is going to be a star. That kid is going to be a fucking star. Facts. When it's all said and done, when it's fucking done and dusted, that kid is going to be a fucking god. Legit. And LeBron is going to help that kid, right, to transition from amateur to a fucking pro. All facts, bruv. I'm so fucking happy, bruv. I'm so fucking happy. They giving this man $154 million for 4 years. 4 years. Huge. Now, Magic, work your magic. Okay? Abracadabra, bitches. Broski, abracadabra. Abracadabra, bruv. Legit. Work your magic. Right? Work your magic and bring Kawhi to LA. Legit. Broski, if fucking Kawhi Leonard comes to LA. Oh, not comes, oh, goes to LA. Okay? I'm out here talking as if I'm already in LA. That's how hyped I am, Broski. I'm talking like I live in LA. That's how hyped I am, bruv. Broski, if LA gets Kawhi Leonard, abracadabra, bitches. Abracadabra, bro. Facts. Facts, bruv. Is that a fucking magic stick, bro? Is that a fucking wand? Are you fucking Harry Potter? Harry Potter. Abracadabra, bitches. Facts. I cannot wait, bro. I cannot fucking wait. This season, bruv, this upcoming season is gonna be heaters. It's gonna be all fucking fire. Abra. Oh, he pulled out a rabbit? Put it back in there. Oh, shit. He pulled out an apple? Oh, shit. Nah, throw it back in there. Oh, he pulled out a fucking dove? Oh, no. Oh, nah, throw it back in there. Oh, he pulled out Kawhi Leonard. Abra. Kadabra, bitches. I cannot wait, bro. I cannot wait. This shit is incredible, bro. This shit is incredible. Okay? You know what, bro? You know what? Round of applause. Round of applause for Cleveland. Round of applause for LeBron James. Round of applause for LA. Facts. I like how Cleveland Cavalier fans are reacting to this. You know, they seem content. They seem good, you know? Nobody's out there burning jerseys. That's good, you know? Dan Gilbert was like, you know what? Peace, bro. You gave us a fucking title. We waited for fucking 52 years and you gave us a fucking title. You kept your promise, bro. You kept your fucking promise, bro. Go well. Okay? Go well. And this time around, LeBron didn't, like, you know, get a fucking news conference and shit. Nah. You know? They dropped a statement. You know? And then he dropped, He dropped a few, you know, Instagram story pictures and videos and shit, right? A young Instagram story message, you know, saying, hey, yo, salute to Cleveland. This will always be home, you know? And word is, he's opening up a school in Cleveland. You know, LeBron is not just leaving Cleveland, right? He's not just leaving Cleveland just, you know, like, oh, Cleveland, oh, I'm bouncing, fuck this shit. No. A piece of his soul is staying behind, okay? LeBron is not just leaving Cleveland, nah, bruv. A piece of his soul is going to remain in Cleveland. He's opening up a school. He's got family. He's got friends over there. He's a fucking Cleveland god. That's where he's from. Okay? My man's is not just leaving Cleveland high and fucking dry, bruv. Okay? He gave them a fucking title after waiting for 50 plus years for a fucking title. Okay? So be fucking grateful, Cleveland. Be fucking grateful. Legit. But yo, the truth is, I'm not gonna fold my fucking Cleveland jersey, right? I'm gonna fold it, right? And just like put it somewhere dark. Okay? I'm gonna stash it in a very dark and cold place. I'm gonna miss it. Okay? I'm gonna miss wearing that fucking Cleveland jersey every single time LeBron goes to the fucking playoffs. Legit. I'm gonna fold it and stash it somewhere cold, somewhere lonely, somewhere sad. Okay? Legit. And I'm gonna miss it. But it's now purple and fucking gold all the fucking way, bro. Facts, bruv. This is beautiful. What a time to be alive. Okay? What a time to be alive. I'm happy, bruv. I'm happy. I'm happy for Bron, bruv. I'm happy. Legit, bruv. My man's is going to the fucking West to prove a point. Legit, bro. Imagine. Yo. Imagine if LeBron wins a ring. Bruv. Yo, bro. If LeBron wins a championship for LA, for the fucking Lakers, bro. Broski. Yo, let me tell you this. The world might end. Legit. Bro, if LeBron wins just one ring in LA, broski, all these, who's the gold, who's not, all these debates are all gonna die. Broski, if LeBron wins just one ring for the LA Lakers, bruv, like, yo, I don't even have words of what's gonna happen. If LBJ wins a ring in the purple and gold, bro?
It's not that I can't stop. It's been I won't stop. I make it hot. I do it.
Facts. Facts. That's all I gotta say, bro. That's all I gotta say, broski. LeBron is the GOAT. LeBron is the greatest basketball player of all fucking time. Okay? All facts, bruv. All facts. He's a Miami Heat legend. He's a Cleveland god. And now, he's about to be a Laker king. Okay? Watch LeBron take the Lakers from nothing to something super. Facts. All fucking facts, bruv. You can live through anything. if Magic made it.
Nah. You ain't Lionel Messi, bro. Nah. You ain't Leo, bro.
Nah. And this goes out to Mbappe and all these fucking youngins who are all the way fucking hyped. Okay? That Messi message is for all these young bucks who are fucking hyped. Yeah, bro, you doing well in the World Cup, bro. But don't get it twisted, bro.
Nah. You ain't Lionel Messi, bro. Nah. You ain't Leo, bro.
Bro, so France beat Argentina 4-3. Knocking out Argentina in the last 16. Okay? Broski, look. Mbappe is a great player. Okay? Mbappe is gonna grow up and you know, win everything. Legit. He's gonna be a super duper star. Okay? I'm never gonna take that away from him. But everybody and their grandmama is out here hyping up this fucking kid like he's a god. Broski, even if France could win the fucking World Cup. Broski, if France wins the World Cup, okay, the kid is still not a GOAT. Like you guys don't understand, okay? Götze won the World Cup. Mario Götze, he won the World Cup and he scored the World Cup winning goal. Where is he now? Okay, Broski, the World Cup is no longer a trophy we can use for the fucking GOAT debate. Legit, we cannot use the World Cup for the GOAT debate anymore. It's dead. It's over. Legit, the World Cup is just another trophy now, bruv. That's it, bruv. Legit, everybody puts so much fucking weight on the World Cup. Broski, a lot of players won the World Cup and they are not included in the GOAT debate. Mesut Ozil got the fucking World Cup. He's nowhere to be found on the fucking GOAT debate. Thomas Müller, he's got it. Nowhere to be found when dudes are out there, you know, debating about who's the god and who's not. Okay? Broski. The World Cup, it's just another trophy. Facts. Okay? Messi is out of the World Cup. Cristiano Ronaldo is out of the World Cup. That doesn't change anything. Like, bro, the two best players on this planet are out of the World Cup. And that doesn't mean jack shit. Best belief. It means nothing. That shit doesn't even hurt their fucking legacy. Not even one bit. Facts. It changes absolutely fuck all. Nothing. If Neymar wins it, it changes absolutely nada. Zero. Fuck all. Zilch. If Luis Suarez wins, it changes absolutely nothing. Fuck all. Zero. Zip. Zilch. All facts, bruv. Messi is still a god. Cristiano Ronaldo is a king. Okay? Legit, bruv. So I see everybody hyping up Mbappe. Oh, Mbappe is next. Yeah, they said the same thing about Mario Götze when they beat Argentina in the finals in 2014? Yeah. Right? They said the exact same thing about Mario Götze. Where is he now? Where, bruv? Dude, do you know how many players have a World Cup, bro? A lot. And they're not included in the GOAT debate, bruv. Kaká is not in the GOAT debate. Fact. Even Thierry Henry is not in the fucking GOAT debate. Thierry Henry is the greatest Arsenal player of all time, but he's not included in the greatest player of all time. debate. Even fucking Zinedine Zidane is not included in the greatest of all time. Zinedine Zidane is not in the fucking top five. All facts. Is he a legend? Sure. Right? Do people say, yo, he was great, he was a great player? Yeah, they do. Even me, I still say that. He was a fucking excellent player. Right? But is he better than Cristiano? No. Is he better than Pelé? No. Maradona? No. Messi? No. Facts. A lot of players have won the World Cup and they are not in the fucking debate at all. At all. Messi is still the greatest player of all time. Pelé is still the second greatest player of all time. Maradona is the third greatest player of all time. Cristiano Ronaldo could be fourth or fifth greatest player of all time. Messi is a fucking god, bruv. Messi does everything. Okay? Ronaldo is a goal scorer. Great, incredible. But Messi, look. Ronaldo needs Marcelo, right? To dribble on his behalf. Ronaldo needs Modric to dribble on his behalf, right? Like, he needs Modric to create for him. He needs Marcelo to create for him, right? He needs Isco to create for him. Messi is Marcelo, Modric, Isco, and Ronaldo all rolled in one. All rolled in one. He plays all the roles. He plays all the attacking roles, bruv. All of them. Messi is a god. Right? He's a fucking god. Number one in goals. Number one in assists. He's a fucking god. He does it all. Number one in dribbles. He does it all. So him being out of the World Cup changes nothing. Cristiano being out of the World Cup, it changes nothing. Those two players are still going to be included in the greatest of all time debate, bruv. Legit. It's like LeBron James, right? He only has fucking three rings. But he's the greatest basketball player of all time. It don't matter how many fucking Michael Jordan has. Michael Jordan got six, so he's never lost in the final. Blah, blah, blah. But LBJ is the god. Right? Look at the points. Look at the assists. Look at. Dude, he's a fucking all-rounder. Look at that man's stats. Okay? And then the fucking NBA has the fucking audacity to give James Harden the MVP. When LeBron James destroyed James Harden. Like, bro, when you look at the fucking stats, LBJ destroys every single stat James Harden put up last season. Every single stat. Down to the dumbest of stats. LeBron James still beat him. But they gave James Harden the fucking MVP. You know? LBJ is the greatest of all time. Messi is the greatest of all time. Done. Kill the fucking debate. It's over. It's over. I don't care who wins this fucking World Cup, bro. If fucking Eden Hazard, for example, with Belgium, if he wins the World Cup, does that now mean he's in the GOAT debate? No, he's not. No, he's not. Bro, even if fucking Harry Kane was to win the World Cup, he's not in the fucking GOAT debate at all. At all. All fucking facts. Broski, as it stands, like, Harry Kane is not even in the fucking top 100 players of all time. Fact. Like, these are all raw facts, bro. Eden Hazard is not even the top 100 greatest players of all time. Legit. These are all facts. Do your fucking Googles. These are all facts. So, it don't matter what these dudes do, bruv. They win it, they don't. It changes fuck all. Messi's still a GOAT. Cristiano is still in there. Okay? I'll never say Cristiano's a GOAT. Never. Okay? Cristiano is still one of the best players in the world. He's top two, and he is two. Facts. All fucking facts. It don't matter if, even if Cristiano was to win his fucking sixth Ballon d'Or, it don't matter. That's the thing. It don't matter. Messi is still the best. He's the better player, bruv. It don't matter. Even if Cristiano wants to score a billion goals, it don't matter. It doesn't change anything. Messi is the best, period. Messi does way more. Way more. So everybody's out there hyping up Mbappe. Oh, Mbappe is taking Cristiano Ronaldo's crown. And he destroyed Messi. He didn't do nothing to Messi, right? Broski, the World Cup is like this. The team that gels well wins. Simple, right? Don't forget that these players, right? They don't play together the whole year. Legit. Like, Messi's in Barcelona, right? The other one is in Sevilla. These dudes are all from different systems, right? The World Cup is about which team can make these players who are from different systems work together in a whole new system. Like, it's about, you know, taking players who have different POVs, right? And somehow make them all have one POV in fucking 7 days. Legit. And sometimes it works. And when it works, it's beautiful. Like Belgium. Belgium looks like those players. They look like they all play for the same club. You get what I'm trying to say? Like they gel so well. Same thing with England. Like they gel so well. Like it looks like they all play for the same club. Right? And even if you look at Uruguay, for example, right? They look like they all play for the same club. At club level. You know? So that's what the World Cup is about. It's about making players who wouldn't necessarily work, work. You know? Simple. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know? Argentina, it didn't work. They have all these fucking stars, like, you know, Aguero, Messi's there, Higuain is there, Dybala,
talking about Dybala.
Everybody's like, oh, Dybala didn't play, so, you know, they should have played Dybala. Broski, Dybala ain't all that, bro, Dybala is one of the laziest soccer players I've ever seen, okay? Dude, I watch the Serie A. I watch this. Dude, I subscribe to everything. I'm that type of guy. I got Amazon. I got Sky. Dude, I subscribe to all of these things. So I've watched Serie A games live. Okay? Live. And Dybala is not all that, bruv. He's not all that at all. He's one of the laziest players I've ever seen, bruv. He's so fucking lazy on the ball, off the ball. He has no speed. Does he have vision? Yeah. Can he pass the ball? Yeah. Can he score? Yeah. But he doesn't have the pace. He doesn't have the hunger. He doesn't have the aggression, right? That's required to win major games. He doesn't have that, bro. He doesn't have that. Legit, Dybala is one of the laziest players I've ever seen. Dude, before I saw Dybala, right? Before I saw him play, everybody was talking about how Dybala is the next Lionel Messi, right? And then I saw Dybala play for the first time. And then I was like, is this Dybala? Yo.
Nah. You ain't Lionel Messi, bro. Nah. You ain't Leo, bro. Nah.
Too much hype, bro. Too much hype. And he failed to live up to that fucking hype. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Okay? And for all of you guys who cannot watch the Serie A, right? I'm pretty sure you guys have seen Dybala, play for Juventus during the fucking UEFA Champions League, right? Does that guy look like the kind of guy who would win you major games? Come on, bruv. Calm the fuck on. Everybody's like, oh, they didn't play Dybala. Oh, they should have brought Icardi. Bro, yo, people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Broski, you guys, number one, don't watch Serie A. Number two, you guys didn't even watch the fucking qualifiers, okay? I was staying up till fucking 2 a.m. South African time. I was staying up till fucking 3 a.m., 4 a.m. South African time. I was watching the qualifiers, right? Dude, Icardi was missing opens. Like, bro, he was missing, like, open nets. Icardi was missing open goals, bruv. Legit. There was this one crucial game right before, I think it was a second less game, right before the final game, right? Icardi missed like fucking 20 goals. Legit. And by 20 goals, I mean open goals. Those goals, dude, open goals. He was missing. Fucking open goals. And you guys are going, oh, Icardi should have played. Oh, he was the highest goal scorer in Serie A. See, that's another problem with you guys, right? That's another problem. You guys don't watch the Serie A. I watch the Serie A. I've seen him score. I've seen him play. Okay? Dude is out there scoring fucking tap-ins and shit. And everybody's like, oh, he's a GOAT. Dude, the Serie A, number one, is easy. That's number one. Okay? So, if he's the highest goal scorer in the Serie A, bro, if he's the highest goal scorer in the fucking Serie A, bro, the Serie A, trash. I'm sorry.
Put your whole swag behind the bin. Your shit trash, bro. Your shit trash.
Facts. Okay? Bro, do you know the only player or players I feel like should have been in the World Cup or should have been included in their respective squads, right? It's fucking Leroy Sané. Germany made a big mistake. Fucking Joachim Löw made a huge mistake by leaving out fucking Leroy Sané. That's a huge fucking mistake, right? Huge gamble, and yo, you lost, right? That's it. Leroy Sané was gonna add, you know, a whole new dimension in that fucking team. Legit, he was gonna add something new, something creative, energy, pace, youth, all of that, right? All of that. And then they brought fucking Julian Draxler. Draxler, bro. Draxler was, yo, bro, the hype surrounding Julian Draxler when he came into the scene, it was crazy. Legit. You had a lot of hype coming in, Julian. You had a lot of hype. But now, bro, now you just garbage.
Put your whole swag behind the bin. Your shit trash, bro. Your shit trash.
All facts, bro. So I think Leroy Sané should have been included in the fucking German squad. Simple. Okay? I also think fucking Morata should have been included in the Spanish squad. Simple. Those are the players that I feel like should have been chosen and they weren't chosen. Facts. These are raw facts, bro. These are raw, real, rugged, and raw facts. Legit. So yeah, bro. Yeah. France destroyed Argentina. Okay? What you want me to say? Okay? They smacked Argentina around. Like that fucking Catholic priest was slapping that little kid around. Have you guys seen that video, bro? Of that Catholic priest smacking a baby boy, right? I think the kid was there to get fucking baptized. And the parents' kid are there. Like you know, the kid's parents are there. Like, and they're holding the kid, right? They're holding the kid. And the kid is out there fucking crying. And the fucking priest is like, yo, shh, keep quiet. Like, he's trying to calm the kid down. And he's using all the fucking wrong methods. Like, bro, and dude, that guy is wild. He's fucking wild. He slapped the shit out of that kid, bro. Broski. Yo. He slapped that kid like how fucking Nipsey Hussle slapped that valet dude. Bro, Nipsey Hussle smacked the fire, bro. He smacked the living fucking fire out of that fucking BET valet. Legit. Like, broski, what's going on out there? Dudes are getting slapped, bro. Dudes are getting slapped. They smacked fire out of that dude, bro. Sad. You know? And so that's what France did to Argentina. They smacked fire out of Argentina. Does that mean Lionel Messi is not a god anymore? Nah. He's still a god. Doesn't change anything. Real facts. It doesn't change anything. You know? Stop getting hyped for no fucking reason, bruv. Legit, broski. You know? And everybody's saying, oh, African teams are all out. Africa doesn't have any fucking representation in the World Cup. Oh, all the major teams are out. Senegal is out. Egypt is out. Nigeria is out. Guess what, bruv? We still do have a fucking representation over there, bruv. Like, for real, we still do have a fucking representative over there, bruv. Do you know who's representing Africa, broski? France. Okay? Broski, yo, France is the fucking United Nations of soccer. Like, bro, the French team is the fucking United Nations of soccer, bruv. Legit. Every single African country is represented in the fucking team. Facts. Nah, bruv. Every single African team is represented over there, bruv. Legit. Africa has a fucking representative in the fucking quarterfinals. Facts. And our representative is France. Legit. The South African squad is called Bafana Bafana, right? Guess what? France is now Bafrancais. Okay? Motherfuckers are representing us now. Legit. They are representing Africa, broski. Umtiti, Pogba, Mbappe, broski. Africa. Umtiti? Mbappe? Pogba? Black Power Fist. Legit. Facts, bruv. Umtiti? Mbappe, bro? Pogba? Salute to Mandela. Broski. That team is Africa. Legit. That team is Africa, bruv. It's representing us. That's the most African team I have ever seen. Broski, the French team is more African than the African teams that were in the fucking World Cup. Broski, if you were to compare, right? If you were to compare the fucking Senegalese team with the fucking French team, bro? Bro, France. France is more African. Legit. France is more African. Dude, they got fucking Kante, bro. Blaise Matuidi. Dude, what's more African than a dude named Blaise Matuidi? Paul Pogba. Kylian Mbappe. 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 Who's more African than that, bro? I'm in Africa and my name is fucking Maui Mau. Think about that. These dudes got more African names than me. I'm fucking Maui Mau, bro. Legit. That's who I fucking bees, bro. Facts.
Maui.
And these dudes got names like Paul Pogba. Kante, bro. African. Black Power Fist, bro. Vuvuzela. Yo, bro. Fucking commentators kill me when they say Vuvuzela, you know? They say Vuvuzela. They out here blowing their vuvuzelas into the They blowing their vuvuzelas. Okay, bro, dudes are more African than us, and we are in Africa. Shit is wild, bro. Legit. What a time to be alive, broski. What a time to be alive. I'm super happy for LeBron, okay? I'm happy. Bro, I cannot wait for fucking LeBron to destroy the Warriors, bro. Legit. I cannot wait, bro. That's gonna be beautiful to see, bro. It's gonna be fucking beautiful to see. Okay? Legit. The World Cup, and here's another thing. Let me get back to the World Cup for a little bit, right? Dude, once Messi's out and the Spanish team is now out, right? Like who cares? You know, like, nobody wants to watch that shit. It's like, meh. Legit, like, it's like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we'll check it out. You know? Legit. But, yo, dude, I'm rolling with fucking Bafrancé. Legit. And, yo, bro, did you guys see that fucking notorious French gangster who just escaped a prison, bro? Dude, a fucking helicopter landed in the fucking prison yard, right? Motherfuckers got into the fucking prison, right? Into the fucking visitation area, if I'm not mistaken, right? And they fucking had fucking smoke bombs and shit. Like, they broke down the fucking barriers and shit, like the metal barriers and shit. They got in, scooped up the dude, got into the fucking helicopter, flew out of the fucking prison yard. Right? And they landed in some fucking industrial area and they bounced. Broski, I was like, this is on some fucking Ocean's 28 type shit. Then, dude, yo, whoa. The French job. This shit is not the fucking Italian job. This is the fucking French job. Bafrancé, bitches. Legit, bro. Dude, that dude was in jail. And then he wasn't. Abracadabra, bitches. Abracadabra, bitches. Dude, all these motherfuckers saw was just a fucking cloud of smoke. Fucking officers were there, like all the fucking guards and shit. Dude, all they saw was a fucking cloud of smoke. The dude is gone, bro. That dude is wild. Legit, broski. That's some movie shit. You can't write that, bro. You cannot write that at all, bruv. What? Imagine escaping. Dude, yo. Imagine escaping in a helicopter. Like, escaping from prison and flying out in a fucking helicopter. Dude. What a time, bruv. That shit is crazy, bruv. That shit is crazy. That's some fucking Mission Impossible type shit, bruv. Legit. Hence, I'm out here rolling with Bafrancé. And the guy's name is fucking who? Redouane Faïd. Fucking Redouane Faïd, bruv. Bafrancé. The United Nations of all the nations. Okay? The United Nations of every nation. Right? Dude, France is more United Nations than the fucking United Nations. Legit. They got a dude named Redouane Fayed escaping from prison, bruv. And he looks fucking Muslim. Okay? He looks fucking Muslim. So, ISIS, never ever say France is not kind to your people ever again. Okay? Because a motherfucker named Redouane Fayed just fucking escaped prison in a fucking helicopter. In a fucking helicopter. Bas français. Legit. Like broski. This shit is wild, bruv. Wild. Motherfuckers turn the fucking prison yard into a fucking helipad and flew out. They got in and out quick. And the officials are like, oh yeah, we used to know this drone. So these dudes were out there fucking, you know, scouting the place, you know? Mapping it out. Like, oh, this is where we're going to land right today. Right? They were out there fucking scouting the place. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to use that patch of grass over there as a fucking helipad. And this is where our dude Redouane Fayed, Bas français. This is where our dude is going to be at. Right? Quick job. In, out, done. Legit. In and out, done. Do you know who failed to do a fucking clean job, bro? Right? Speaking of criminals. Did you guys see that fucking rat in India that was inside of a fucking ATM machine? And that rat ate like fucking $18,000 worth of notes. And it died. Right? People were like, yo, I can't get money out of this. I can't get money. What's going on? And they checked it out. And then when they opened up the fucking ATM machine, all the guapi was gone. $18,000. In the fucking rat's tummy, wami yummy. Bro, the rat ate $18,000, bruv. Dolo. Right? But it failed because it died. Right? Mission impossible. Legit, bruv. You know? I know they say you can live through anything if magic made it. But, bro, if you eat money, bro, not gonna make it. Mission impossible. Okay? Bro, look. You can live through anything, right? Just make sure it's not currency, okay? Like, just make sure you are not eating currency, okay? Bro, you can live through anything. Broski, you can eat a dog, okay? You can get shot. But bro, don't be out there fucking snacking on notes, you know? You can live through anything. If magic made it, bro, you can live through anything. Absolutely anything. But just make sure, bro. Just make sure it ain't notes, bro. Facts. Yo, the rat had to stop, but it didn't stop. You see that right there? It shows character. That rat had character, right? It's called perseverance. It went on and on until the end. With that said, my out
of backpack on my back. Mouthpiece is an automatic Mac. Mouthpiece is an automatic. Out of backpack on my back. Look at me, boy, I'm hella set. Look at me, boy, I'm hella set. Out of backpack on my back. Mouthpiece is an automatic Mac.
Walk with God, brethren. Walk with God.